You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up?
Program is intended for mature audiences.
Now, throw the switch and let us begin the battle for the planet.
Yes, the battle of the planet. Wow, it feels good. It feels good to be up here and being a little crazy. Hello!
Hello!
And welcome. Welcome to that tiny 3-watt radio show. Yes, I have dusted off my 3-watt transmitter. I have fired up the 44th floor with power to bring you another off-the-meter show.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, did you miss me?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, a little overdone, but I'll take it. I definitely did take some unexpected time off. It was nothing serious. I wasn't doing electroshock therapy or anything like that. But I'm back. I'm feeling good. And while I was away, the studio even got more of an upgrade. Just before I left, we went all digital. We've done one show digitally. And now you could pretty much say that computers are running the entire 44th floor.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
I could. But I'm here today to answer everyone's question.
I am not gay.
Okay, well, that question has been answered a long time ago. But I'm here to answer the question, where the hell have I been? I got an email from, Jay, where have you been? We missed you, buddy. What's going on with the show? I want to be a guest DJ. What the hell? Where? Who? And what? And, well, here's the deal. For those of you that may not know, when I'm not doing the Rockin' Comedy Show, I work at the Monte Carlo Hotel as a concierge. I know you guys are probably stunned, like, you mean you don't make enough money as an internet host? You have to work another job? Yes. I would love to think that the glamorous life of being an internet jock would be enough to pay the bills, but it don't. But I work as a concierge at the Monte Carlo Hotel. I'm also a member of the NCA, that is the National Concierge Association. I had a chance to go to Nashville on an all-expense-paid trip, and I was, you know, planning on doing that in August, and coming back after that to do some more shows. But in the same time that I was getting ready to leave for Nashville, my mom passed away unexpectedly in her sleep. And, I've never forgotten that day that my dad called me from work to tell me that, she had passed away in her sleep. I was gonna give up everything, going to Nashville, everything to go home. I had this tremendous numb feeling just take over my entire body. I couldn't stop thinking, what? How? Why? How did... It was just a world, just the whole world just unraveled for me. But my dad and my sister both told me, you need to go to Nashville, you need to do this. Mom would be upset if you didn't go. And so I was in Nashville, came back from Nashville, I went back to Idaho to be with my family and, you know, do all that stuff. Now, for those of you that met my mom, you knew that she had a big heart. She would do anything to help out any way she could. She was so full of life. And there were so many performers on this show that just she just loved and admired so much. I remember she'd get excited seeing Henry Phillips on Comedy Central or, hey, that guy, that's, you know, I've met that guy. You know, I just want to thank all of you who took the time to send the emails, the cards, to phone me, phone my family, and give us such heartfelt love, and keep us in your prayers and your thoughts. The one thing I think I'm going to miss the most about my mom is her laugh. My mom had this incredible laugh, and she could definitely fill a room with that laugh. Sometimes I would go out of my way to play something funny for her, or show her a funny video just to get her to laugh, or maybe to cheer her up because she was having a bad day. She did attend some of the old Crazy J nights of comedy, and she would just laugh at Raymond and Scum and Throwing Toasters and Henry Phillips. And I remember one time Chris Valenti was performing and she was laughing so hard that he stopped singing, looked at her until he got her attention and then asked, are you finished? And then she laughed even harder. My mom, outside of the laughing, could cook. And that's another thing I'm really going to miss, because she loved to cook. She would cook for my friends, her friends, family, didn't matter. Some of my friends would just linger around the house just waiting to get that invite. And one time she got the chance to cook dinner for legendary comedian Rusty Warren. She was doing one of my shows, and she was in town, so we sat down and we had conversations as if Rusty was an old friend of the family, and we were just catching up. It was so just natural. Rusty was talking to us about her wonderful life she'd lived, Elvis's wedding, how she met the Beatles, and we just ate mom's cooking, and it was an amazing time. And one time I don't think my mom would ever forget. In fact, Rusty has never forgotten it.
You're the best mom in
in the whole world.
She certainly was. I guess one of the big problems I was having about my mom passing away unexpectedly was not getting that chance to say goodbye. And I felt jaded about that for a really long time. I felt jacked. I felt ripped off. And it was really hard for me to come to terms with. And it was one reason why I couldn't come up here and do a show. And I tried several times to come up here and be funny. I tried just before Halloween to do a show, and I couldn't do it. And, I mean, I tried several times. I just could not pull myself together. And I said, I guess I'll know when the time is right. But thanks to the wonderful friends that I have, my close friends, who encouraged me, in fact, told me...
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like that. I mean, it was kind of like, Jay, you have to go up there. People miss the show. It's time. It's been gone a long time. I mean, seriously, it's been since July. And you got to do it. And they're right. It was time. So I want to dedicate this show to my mom and to my mom's laugh. I'm going to be playing some songs throughout the show that used to just make my mom laugh and smile. And in honor of my mom, I'm also going to be bringing back a very old segment on this show that she used to love and a lot of you used to love. It's called the Crazy 8 Countdown. We'd take 8 crazy songs and count them down from 8 to 1. And this time around, they're going to be my mom's top 8. Some of the ones that used to just really make her bust a gut, so to speak. And it wasn't easy picking those songs because there was a lot of them. Also on the show today, we're going to keep it upbeat. We've got Not in the News news for you. We've got some of your requests that have come in. Also, we've got some new music from Dino Mike, a group that I've been promoting on the show for a while but haven't had any music. Miles to Empty. We've also got the Arrogant Worms and some new music from Weird Al Yankovic. That's right, Weird Al has released a single. And you can even email me if you would like.
Sounds good.
Oh. The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
You can email me if you would like, definitely. It is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Check out those new pictures that are posted from the Halloween party. Now, I want to get this show started off with a song I'm going to send out to my mom. I know she's listening right now. It's by Rodney Carrington. My mom and I used to laugh so much with him, whether it was seeing him on TV or seeing him live. He wrote this song when his good friend Barry Martin died of a heart attack, and it has so much emotion and so much power that the first time I heard it, my grandpa had just recently died, and I broke down. I wept. I cried like a baby. And now this song has more meaning to me than ever before. I stopped and asked myself, how can a guy that can write a song about his penis and make so many people laugh write such a powerful song? Mom, this one is for you. I love you. I miss you. And I hope you enjoy the show. Here's Rodney.
Lift me up each day, even though you've gone away. Your spirit dances in my mind, in my heart, and in my soul. The life you lived, the love you left, the ones you touched, we won't forget. You give us strength in time of need, my friend, my angel friend. We shared good times through the years. In my heart and soul, you're here with me, my friend, my angel friend. I hear you whisper in the wind, piece by piece our hearts will mend. dreams you share will carry on here and now and beyond. And the world will smile, for you were here. The gifts you brought will hold them dear. I'll take you with me till we meet again, my friend, my angel friend. And we'll share good times from now on. In my heart, you live on with me, my friend, my angel. Miss my friend.
I really, really do. Angel friend, Rodney Carrington here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to upbeat it now. We're going to make it fun. I just had to get that one out and dedicate it to my mom. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. On October 7th, Weird Al Yankovic did something he's never done in his musical career. He released a song on iTunes. That's right. Not with an album in mind, just with a parody idea. And this is the first time in Weird Al's career that he's actually done a parody while the song he's doing a parody of is still in the top 10. Here it is. It's a great new song from Weird Al.
Hey, girl. You know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You lie.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You lie.
Yeah, yeah.
Hater time. Pulls a gun,
ice,
and we can clip coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Take you out for dinner anywhere that you please. Like Burger King or Mickey D's, and baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can even have the large fries.
Large fries.
Yeah,
yeah.
Baby, you should know I'm really quite a sweet guy. You bathroom tissue, I always get the 2-ply. One of you can get it, my dear. I got my Costco membership card right here. Yeah, you like top ramen. Me top ramen. Got a cupboard full of them, I'll keep them coming. You want it, I gotta go get it. Just heat it, dump a flavor packet on it and eat it.
Pork and beans and minute rice. And we can play cribbage all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah, yeah. I can take you to the laundromat downtown.
And
watch all the clothes go round and round. And maybe we can go wherever you like.
You like.
I said we can go wherever you like.
You like.
Yeah, yeah.
Hotter shorty, I know. If you had some lipo, you could be second runner up Miss Ohio. $7 bills rolled inside my plastic billfold. Buy you a bagel even if it isn't day old. And you never ever gotta wear your sister's old clothes. Long as I'm still assistant manager at Kinko's. Cut your hair with scissors and a soup bowl. You ain't gotta pay me, that's the way that I roll. My chick can have what she want. At Walmart she can pick out anything she want. I know, girl, you ain't never had a man like that who doesn't make you buy generic brand like that. Yeah, you like my Hyundai. See my Hyundai. I can take you to see your cousin Phil next Sunday. But that's kind of far and I'm not made of cash. Do you think you could chip in for gas?
Mac and cheese would be alright. But let's send out for pizza tonight. And you can order any type that
you like.
I said you can even have the last slide.
Last slide.
Yeah,
yeah.
Grab myself a cable from my neighbor next door. Now I can get free HBO. And baby, you can watch whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can watch whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah.
And you can always ride the city bus. Got a stack of tokens just for us. Yo, my wallet's fat and full of ones. Yeah, it's all about the Washingtons. That's right. You want White Castle.
Castle.
Need White Castle. Long as you got me, it won't be no hassle. You want it, we'll get it. Just don't be a hater if I grab a bunch of napkins for later. Thrift store jeans on sale, half price. The underwear, it goes.
government cheese, and baby, you can have as much as you like. I said you can have as much as you like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
goes out to all my players out there, man. You know, they got that one good girl, dog, that's always been there, man. Like, took all the bullshit. But then one day she can't take it no more and decide to leave.
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could have sworn I was dreaming, for her I was fiending, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these few years, trying to figure out what I do to make it go back. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing and I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. Let you walk right out of my life. After all I put you through, you still stuck around and stayed by my side. What really hurt me is I broke your heart, baby. You were a good girl and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. A girl that could take the things that you've been through. Never thought the day would come where you would get up and run and I would be out chasing you. Cause ain't nowhere in the globe I'd rather be. Ain't no one in the globe I'd rather see than the girl of my dreams that made me be so happy but now so lonely. So lonely, Mr.
It's Akon right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with a song called Lonely. Good stuff. Four Non-Blondes ahead of that one. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're doing a show after a couple of months off. Like I said, sort of an unexpected break. And the show is dedicated to my mom. Now, when I was going through the archives, not only the archives, but I had to go deep into the archives to find some of the songs that used to just make my mom laugh, I actually stumbled across a recording of my mom. Now, my mom was not the type of person that was going to be seen on video. She was not going to be, she didn't like her picture taken. This, to my knowledge, is the only recording of my mom. Now, there could be others out there, but for my show, for show records, this is the only recording of my mom. Now, it was at a live event that I was hosting at the Dixie Bell in Downey, California. And we had, I don't even remember the guy's name that had the microphone. He was going around and he was interviewing people there. And he found out that my mom was sitting there. So he walked up to my mom to do an interview with her, thinking he was going to get some comedy gold. But he did not. But this is a clip of my mom, the only one that I have in existence for the history of the Crazy Jay Show. But this is it. This is my mom being interviewed during a Crazy Jay live event. Check it out.
Is mom here for a second? Excuse me, can I ask you some questions? I know you're Crazy Jay's mom and everything, so I wanted to get some dirt on him. What was he like as a child?
Crazy.
Crazy. What is he like now?
Crazy.
I'm not one for microphones.
That's okay. Is there anything that he wouldn't want you to say on here?
Probably.
Can we hear one? Oh, man.
He's never been camera shy.
He always takes the stage, huh? All right. Thank you.
So there it is. That's my
mom. Turtlenecks are performing.
That's just so bizarre. Oh, man. That was, I don't know what he was expecting to get. She was so shy when the microphones came around. But I found that, thought I would share it. And now let's move on to another Weird Al song. I remember when this one came out, and it was quite lengthy when it came out. And I was, you know, I went and picked up the CD and was listening to it in my car on the way back to the house. And the song actually lasted longer than the car ride to the record store. Waited for it to finish, and when I took it inside, my mom said, "Well, is it any good?" I said, "Yeah, you got to check out this one song." So I put it on for her, and this is what she listened to, and I asked her if she wanted to sit down, and she said no, she's fine. Here's Albuquerque.
Way back when I was just a little bitty boy, living in a box under the stairs in the corner of the basement of the house half a block down the street from Jerry's bait shop. You know the place. Well, anyway, back then life was going swell and everything was just peachy. Except, of course, for the undeniable fact that every single morning, my mother would make me a big old bowl of sauerkraut for breakfast. Big bowl of sauerkraut! Every single morning! It was driving me crazy! I said to my mom, I said, "Hey, Mom, what's up with all the sauerkraut?" And my dear sweet mother, she just looked at me like a cow looks at an oncoming train. And she leaned right down next to me, and she said, "It's good for you!" And then she tied me to the wall and stuck a funnel in my mouth and force-fed me nothing but sauerkraut until I was 26 and a half years old. That's when I swore that someday I would get out of that basement and travel to a magical faraway place where the sun is always shining and the air smells like warm root beer and the towels are oh so fluffy. Where the Shriners and the Lepers play their ukuleles all day long and anyone on the street will gladly shave your back for a nickel. Waka waka doo-doo, yeah. Well, let me tell you, people, it wasn't long at all before my dream came true. Because the very next day, a local radio station had this contest to see who could correctly guess the number of molecules in Leonard Nimoy's butt. I was off by 3, but I still won the grand prize. That's right, a first-class one-way ticket to Albuquerque. Albuquerque. Oh, yeah. You know, I'd never been on a real airplane before, and I gotta tell you, it was really great. Except that I had to sit between two large Albanian women with excruciatingly severe body odor, and the little kid in back of me kept throwing up the whole time. The flight attendants ran out of Dr. Pepper and salted peanuts, and the in-flight movie was Biodome with Pauly Shore, and oh yeah, 3 of the airplane engines burned out, and we went into a tailspin and crashed into a hillside, and the plane exploded in a giant fireball, and everybody died! Except for me. You know why? 'Cause I have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full up. Have a tray table up. And my seat back in the full upright position. Have a tray table up. And my seat back in the full upright position. So I crawled from the twisted burning wreckage. I crawled on my hands and knees for 3 full days, dragging along my big leather suitcase and my Garmin bag and my tenor saxophone and my 12-pound bowling ball and my lucky autographed glow-in-the-dark snorkel. But finally I arrived at the world-famous Albuquerque Holiday Inn, where the towels are oh so fluffy and you can eat your soup right out of the ashtrays if you wanna. It's okay, they're clean. Well, I checked into my room and I turned down the AC and I turned on the Spectrovision and I'm just about to eat that little chocolate mint on my pillow that I love so very, very much when suddenly there's a knock on the door. Well, now who could that be? I say, who is it? No answer.
There's no answer.
Who is it?
They're not saying anything. So finally I go over and I open the door, and just as I suspected, it's some big fat hermaphrodite with a flock of seagulls haircut and only one nostril. Oh man, I hate it when I'm right. So anyway, he burst into my room and he grabs my lucky snorkel, and I'm like, hey, you can't have that. That snorkel's been just like a snorkel to me. And he's like, tough. And I'm like, give it. And he's like, make me. And I'm like, okay. So I grabbed his leg and he grabbed my esophagus and I bit off his ear and he chewed off my eyebrows and I took out his appendix and he gave me a colonic irrigation. If indeed you better believe it. And somehow in the middle of it all, the phone got knocked off the hook. 20 seconds later, I heard a familiar voice. And you know what it said? I'll tell you what it said. It said, if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. A solemn vow right then and there that I would not rest. I would not sleep for an instant until the one-nostril man was brought to justice. But first I decided to buy some donuts. So I got in my car and I drove over to the donut shop and I walked on up to the guy behind the counter and he says, yeah, what do you want? I said, you got any glazed donuts? He said, nah, we're out of glazed donuts. I said, well, you got any jelly donuts? He said, nah, we're out of jelly donuts. Have you got any Bavarian cream-filled donuts? He said, no, we're out of Bavarian cream-filled donuts. I said, you got any cinnamon rolls? He said, no, we're out of cinnamon rolls. I said, you got any apple fritters? He said, no, we're out of apple fritters. I said, you got any bear claws? He said, wait a minute, I'll go check. In that case, what do you have? He says, all I got right now is this box of one dozen starving, crazed weasels. I said, okay, I'll take that. So he hands me the box, and I open up the lid, and the weasels jump out, and they immediately latch onto my face and start biting me all over. Oh, man, they were just going nuts. They were tearing me apart. You know, I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started going through my head. I believe it went a little something like this. I ran out into the street with these flesh-eating weasels all over my face, waving my arms all around and just running like a constipated wiener dog. And as luck would have it, that's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast with a slight overbite and hair the color of strained peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she said to me. She said, hey, you got weasels on your face. That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that. Oh, we ate together, we bathed together, we even shared the same piece of mint-flavored dental floss. The world was our burrito. So we got married and we bought us a house and had two beautiful children, Nathaniel and Superfly. Oh, we were so very, very, very happy. Oh, yeah. But then one fateful night, Zelda said to me, she said, sweetie pumpkin, do you want to join the Columbia Record Club? I said, whoa! Hold on now, baby! I'm just not ready for that kind of a commitment! So we broke up and I never saw her again, but that's just the way things go. Looking up for me, because about a week later I finally achieved my lifelong dream. That's right, I got me a part-time job at the Sizzler. I even made employee of the month after I put out that grease fire with my face. Oh yeah, everybody was pretty jealous of me after that. I was getting a lot of attitude. Okay, like one time I was out in the
parking lot trying to remove my excess earwax with a golf pencil when I see this guy Marty trying to carry a big old soap up the stairs all by himself. So I say to him, I say, hey, you want me to help you with that? And Marty, he just rolls his eyes and goes, no, I want you to cut off my arms and legs with a chainsaw. So I did. And then he gets all indignant on me. He's like, hey, man, I was just being sarcastic. Well, that's just great. How was I supposed to know that? I'm not a mind reader for crying out loud. Besides, now he's got a really cute nickname, Torso Boy. So what's he complaining about? Say, that reminds me of another amusing anecdote. This guy comes up to me on the street and he tells me he hasn't had a bite in 3 days. Well, I knew what he meant, but just to be funny, I took a big bite out of his jugular vein. And he's yelling and screaming and bleeding all over, and I'm like, hey, come on, don't you get it? But he just gets rolling around on the sidewalk, bleeding and screaming, ah! 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 And I'm completely missing the irony of the whole situation. Man, some people just can't take a joke, you know? Anyway, where was I? Kind of lost my train of thought. I know it's kind of a roundabout way of saying it, but I guess the whole point I'm trying to make here is I hate sauerkraut! That's all I'm really trying to say. And by the way, if one day you happen to wake up and find yourself in an existential quandary, full of loathing and self-doubt and racked with the pain and isolation of your pitiful, meaningless existence, at least you can take a small bit of comfort in knowing that somewhere out there in this crazy old mixed-up universe of ours, there's still a little place. Called Albuquerque. 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 I said
about 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house, and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
An ordinary sunny day. An ordinary family's living room filled with an ordinary bunch of kids. And they were doing nothing. They were couch slouching. They were rug imitating. And lazy minute after... lazy minute was passing them by when suddenly...
Huh?
Hey, guys, that's a personal foul. Inactive activity on a sunny day.
Coming to the rescue was NFL running back Reggie Bush.
Players don't get lazy penalties. Let's play.
Those kids, they listened to Reggie. They got up and play they did. There was fun and running. There were smiles and jumping. And laziness was crushed.
Hey, kids, don't get a lazy penalty.
Kids, listen to Reggie and avoid lazy penalties. Be a player. Get up and play for an hour a day. Go online to check out smallstep.gov for fun playtime ideas.
So you can be a player, too.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be a player.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
You know, girls, it's great to live in a democracy today, where freedom is everywhere. But, girls, we often take this freedom for granted. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, and freedom of action. But, you know, girls, just because a bunch of men signed that Declaration of Independence in 1776... doesn't mean that freedom was for men alone. Oh, no, you take Tom Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Hancock.
There's a hell of a guy for you right there.
All these men had wives. They probably had a few broads on the side, too. These women wanted freedom just as much as their men did. But, girls, I wonder, do we... I think it's time that we women thought about it a bit. Hell, I think it's time we did something about it. So come on, fellow females of the 20th century. Be glad that you're an American. Proclaim your freedom. Stand at attention. Pledge allegiance. And bounce your boobies. Get into the swing. Bounce your boobies. The swing is everything. It makes no difference if they're big or small. Something to give. But it sure looks like it sometimes. Just look around you. Men stick out all over the place. Big fat cigars. Big fat stomachs. And just where they should stick out, where is it? Yes, girls, we know it. We've got it. We know what they're worth. So come on, gals. Let's get into the swing of things. Give your boobies some freedom. All together now. Bounce your boobies. Let them rock and roll. Nudge your knockers. Keep them hot and sold. Just admit it, gals. It sure feels great to feel them swinging. Ooh, titillate. Bounce your boobies.
Rusty Warren here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with her biggest hit, simply titled Bounce Your Boobies. That was the first song I ever heard Dr. Mento play, and I was hooked. I wanted to know more about Rusty Warren. Who would have known it would have turned out to a fantastic friendship? Rusty Warren here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I want to play you one more since I have that CD out. This is a fun, fun song. I think you'll all be singing along to it by the time it's finished. Here it is.
So, if I may, I would like to do... a number for the young ladies to prove that we do have something to give. Are you girls ready?
Knockers up. Knockers up. Knockers up. Ladies, get your knockers up.
Hey, you know what? It's been a long time, and that was that's not the one I want to play. I think the one I wanted to play is number six. Here it is. It's Rusty Warren on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
It's so much easier just cut on 10. A little thing we like to do
here
called Romeo the Yankee Soldier, and what say, Love a Duck, shall we have a bit of a go at it? Now this is number one, and the fun has just begun. Row me over, lay me down, and do it again. Everybody, row me over in the clothes. Row me over, lay me down, and do it again. My dear young virgins, you're not singing the chorus there. It's extremely important that you learn the words to this number. Your solo is such a wonderful one. Would you try it again, ladies? Thank you very much. Now this is number two, and his hand is on my shoe. Row me over, lie me down, and do it again. Everybody sing. Row me over in the cold. Row me over, lay me down, and do it again. Ladies, you're not singing. Would you please try to memorize it? Does it make you nervous to say, roll me over? Oh, I'm very sorry. Try it once more, dears, if you don't mind. Thank you. Now this is number three, and his hand is on my knee. Roll me over, lie me down, and do it again. Everybody sing. Roll me over in the cold. Ladies, you're not singing. Try not to be so stubborn, please. Your verse is coming up very soon. Memorize, girls, memorize. It's such an easy thing to learn. Please don't wreak my venom, darling. Now this is number three, and his hand is on my knee. Row me over, lie me down, and do it again. Everybody sing. Row me over in the cold. You're not singing, ladies, and I have no patience with you. Now this is number four. He's got me on the floor. Row me over, lie me down, and do it again. Everybody sing. Row me over in the clothes. Learn the verse yet, and it's coming very close to your solo. You too, dear, you have to learn it yourself. Throw your knockers up. There we go. Now this is number five, and it's great to be alive. Row me over, lie me down, and do it again. All the virgins sing. Ladies, I told you to learn the chorus. Now you made a fool of yourselves. Well, we will continue. I hope you married ladies do better when your time comes. Now this is number six. We're really in a fix. Row me over, lie me down, and do it again. Everyone sing this time. Row me over in the cove. Row me over, lay me down, and do it again. Now this is number seven. We're practically in heaven. Row me over, lie me down, and do it again. Everyone this time. Row me over in the cove. Row me over, lay me down, and do it again. Now this is number eight. And life that sure is great. Row me over, lie me down, and do it again. All the ladies who slept with their husbands before marriage now sing. Ladies, shall we try it again? Oh,
All the ladies who slept with their husbands before marriage now sing. Did you see she poked her? She said, Mabel, I'll sing if you'll sing. Well, well, maybe you gentlemen will do better when your time comes. Now this is number 9, and life it sure is fine. Row me over, lie me down, and do it again. All the men who are oversexed, sing. Oh, my heavens. The undefeatable male ego. Oh, at least the men are truthful about things. I guess a woman is a better liar, isn't she? Yes, I know. Now this is number 10. Let's start all over again. Row me over, lie me down, and do it again. Everyone sing for the last one. Row me over in the clover. Row me over, lay me down, and do it again. What say, lover duck? Shall we have a bit of a go at it?
Younger brothers are both getting married. Soon all these fingers will be pointed right at me. What's wrong with you? You got some inability. No. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I keep on trying, but it sure ain't easy to find someone good enough for me. Now I'm not bragging like I'm some great asset. I just got my standards and they've got to be met. They're not difficult to reach, they just ain't been reached yet. This is all that I wanna get. I wanna sweet, I wanna smart, I wanna cute, I wanna kind, don't only exercise her ass, but also exercise her mind. I'm not concerned about the size of her new breasts. I'd rather she just not have incurable Tourette's. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I look around, but it ain't all what you see. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. Known some great girls and I've had some great times. Wish I could take a few of them and just combine. But I'm not gonna give in to some forced deadline. We're talking about the rest of my lifetime. Don't be a bore, please don't snore. Don't keep one foot at the door. Don't lay still, have some skill. Don't sell my clothes to goodwill. Don't be a brat, a bureaucrat. Don't need to get your tip or tat overachieved. Don't be naive, one day be willing to conceive. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I've come close, but it's not gone perfectly. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. Age ain't a factor in my cause, as long as our relationship is not against the law. It'd be good if you had not reached your menopause. If you're in this range, can I hear some applause? Don't be a snob without a job, just be polite and have some class. Don't be a freak, don't be a nag, don't be a big pain in my ass. Be sincere, be my peer, tell me when I've gone too far. Take your time, take my hand, just take up one space with your car. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. Don't wanna dilute my genealogy. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I think I'll sell this song to eHarmony. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I look around, but it ain't all what you see. It's hard to find. someone good enough for me.
Chris Valenti here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with his song called Hard to Find Someone Good Enough for Me. Speaking of Chris Valenti, I got the chance to work with him. It's been a long, long time. Got to work with him and Phoebe Carter, Leaving Springfield, Dino Mike. I think that was all of them. I think that was all that was worth mentioning anyway. For the Dino Mike Rockin' Spooktacular, we did that show. Actually recorded it for the Rockin' Comedy Show, so as soon as we finish editing it and putting it back together, we'll have it for you. It was a great show. We had a lot of fun. Leaving Springfield rocked the freaking joint. And those guys are good wherever they go. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. You can email me anytime you want. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. And remember, 24/7, you can listen to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Head on over to the website, rockincomedyshow.com. But right now, on the Rockin' Comedy Show, here is My Chemical Romance.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine, they say. Gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said, we'll be right back.
The Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. That's Bowling for Soup with 1985. What a good year that was. So long ago. Hey, coming up, we've got Not in the News News. You're not going to want to miss it. We got some good ones in there. Still ahead, we've got the Crazy A Countdown and much, much more. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we have a brand new song from Dino Mike on the last Crazy J show that we posted. Dino Mike was our in-studio guest. He actually sang this song, but the studio version of it is done with the help of Barry Bookbinder. That's right, Barry from Barry and the Bookbinders jumped in to help Mike do the song called Dorkcore.
funniest kid in my school. Never went to a party. D&D was my forte. I never played on any sports, unless you count N64. My dating life didn't exist. Don't even know what first base is. Then one day I met a girl that changed it all for me. She rocked my WoW and redefined MMORPG. We sat up all night chatting about the size of my score. Before I knew it, I had this girl knocking on my door. Cause she's a dorkor, saving geeks like you and me. She's a dorkor, from involuntary celibacy. Dorkor, and doesn't charge a thing at all for me. My fantasy does exist. A girl with a geek fetish. Street Fighter, I just got pwned. A Pac-Man ringtone's on her phone. She's naked reading comic books. Yoshi's tattooed on her tush. I'm 1337 in my flick. I got to touch a human chick. I asked her her type of guy, and she says to me, she likes Star Wars, Star Trek, Quantum Leap, and owns a PSP. No muscle, sports cars, pounding beers, or hours at the gym. But if you're tall, pale, and scrawny, then boy, you are in. Cause she's a dorkor, saving geeks like you and me. She's a dorkor, from involuntary celibacy. Dorkor, I sell all my figurines for you. So this chick can make her rounds. Eugene, Mitchell, John, and Jay. Rich assumed that I was gay. Now I see her once a week. She plays my Wii and then with me. She's perfect in every way. She's my Buffy, I'm her steak. I told her that I love her more than Magic the Gathering. She says I'm not a one-nerd kind of girl. There's plenty more in need. So long as there are geeks and nerds and dorks who can't get played, I'll strap on my elf ear stilettos and I'm on my way. Cause she's a dorkor, saving geeks like you and me. She's a dorkor, from involuntary celibacy. Dorkor, and don't fear, she's here to rescue you.
We teach them how to tie their shoes. They teach us how to live our lives. We teach them long division. They teach us how to bank online. Our children will always outgrow us. But for the first time in generations, they may not outlive us. Over the last 25 years, the percent of overweight children aged 6 to 11 has doubled. The percent of overweight teenagers tripled. Obesity kills. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all are linked to obesity, a problem that could be greatly reduced just by having a place to exercise. Right now, people are working hard to put parks and playgrounds where children live, where children will use them. Finding out how you can help is as easy as tying your shoes. Log on to earthshare.org now. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. Earthshare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Earthshare and the Ad Council.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
Is intended for mature audiences.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I'm having fun. I hope you're having fun, because we've entered another hour of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember, you can email me anytime you want. My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can visit the MySpace page of the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Yes, it is I that manages that site. I am the one that sends out the crazy bulletins and answers the funny questions on the surveys and all that. If you are not a friend of mine yet, please request me. But put a little subject in there, you know, like, hey, I listened to the show or something like that. Because, you know, we get all those little spam bots in there with all the girls that are from the porn sites and stuff like that. So just go ahead and leave a little message. Hey, I want to be your friend. And I'll accept you. I promise. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. And remember, you can listen to past shows anytime you want. 24/7 right here at rockincomedyshow.com. Well, we had Neil Diamond right there. Neil Diamond. Mom's favorite artist. probably know too much about Neil Diamond and know way too many of his songs. But that's a great song by Neil. And I want to send this one out to my mom because she loved Mark Eddy, but she really loved this routine. Here he is now.
One of my favorite artists of all time, Mr. Neil Diamond. You could understand every single word from Neil Diamond. That's because he spoke through nearly the entire song, right? In fact, Neil Diamond was known as the great storyteller of rock and roll. The great storyteller of rock and roll, huh? Makes him sound like a third grade teacher or something. Have you ever heard the story about a man who dreamed about being a cat in a hat? And then became one. Well, except for the names and a few of the places, if you talk about me, my story's the same one. But I've got an emptiness deep inside and I tried, but how could you, would you know? On a box with a fox in a boat with a goat, I've never cared for the sound of eating alone. I am Sam. Sam I am. And I want you to eat those green eggs and ham. Sam, I cry. I'm Sam, said I. And you would like them if you'd give them a try. You'd eat them anywhere. Mark
Eddy here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with his little tribute to Neil Diamond. Coming up this hour, we've got Not in the News News, some new things to get to, and a few more of your requests. And don't forget, we're bringing back the Crazy 8 Countdown next hour. We're going to be counting down the top 8 songs that used to make my mom just cry laughing. That's right. So we're going to have that for you a little bit later on. But during the Halloween party this year, if you were one of the lucky ones to attend, we had a great karaoke session with Frankie Almost. I want to give Frankie a round of applause again. Awesome job. Alan and myself did this song as a tribute to my mom. Unfortunately, this is, maybe fortunately, this is not the recording of Alan and I doing it, but here's Neil.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. have a rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask
funky, and she's put on a few pounds,
but she's fun to be around.
Well, now, when we go out a juking, everybody always gives her a hand, 'cause she can play her armpit to the rhythm of the band. Ain't too much I don't expect from good old Bodine Brown, 'cause she's fun to be around.
Take it! Yeah.
Take it, Bo! Why, look at that. She's got a boat going in stereo. Well, now, she's got a glass eye, and everybody always flips, 'cause she sticks it in her mouth, and she winks at you with her lips. Once she gets all wound up, it's hard to slow her down, 'cause she's fun to be around. Well, she wears old worn-out flip-flops, but she never keeps them on. A funky old dress with cut-out sleeves so she can get the best tone. Now, she can get a party started just whenever she takes a notion, sticking her hands underneath her arms and setting it all in motion. She goes... I don't expect from good old Bodine Brown,
'cause she's fun to be a round.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to Weight Watchers.
Hi.
Have we all been good this week?
Well, you know.
Hi.
Yeah, we... We have someone graduating tonight. I'm sure he will be an inspiration to us all. Tell us how much you lost, Clint.
80 pounds.
Oh!
Thank you.
80 pounds. That's wonderful. And you're keeping it off with the diet?
Well, mainly with the substitutions.
The substitutions?
Yeah, you know, one milk portion equals one scotch. One bread portion equals one scotch.
But Clint, what about your balance, your fruits and your vegetables?
Bloody Mary and a stick of celery.
Oh, well, the point is you've done it, Clint.
Yeah.
And could you tell us your secret?
My secret? You people here were my secret. Anytime I felt like giving up, I thought of you people here.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
You gave me the impetus because, quite frankly, you people are fat. You people are disgustingly fat. You roly-poly porkers really make me puke.
Now, Clint, you can't say that.
Oh, yeah, keep on talking so I can see where your mouth is.
You used to be fat, too.
Yeah, so I couldn't say anything, but now I'm thin, I can tell you gluttons off. There's so much sweat in this room, I have salt stains on my hush puppies.
We are trying to change,
Clint. Oh, please, don't say the word change. The thought of you hippos sliding in and out of your polyester tarpaulins is enough to make my oatmeal hit the wall.
The important thing is that people care enough to come to these meetings.
The only reason people come to these meetings is this place has double doors.
I don't think that's funny.
Well, I don't care what you think, little Lotta. Anyone with no discernible neck is not allowed to have an opinion.
You're no better than us.
No, but I'm thinner. The hairs on your head are an inch apart. To find your knees, you have to check for the indent. And look at your feet. Okay, trick question. But take it from me, your ankles are drooping over the sides of your shoes. And you, the Mama Cass impersonator.
I'm very proud of the weight I've lost. I'm now down to a size 13.
A size 13 what? Battleship? And stop pointing those bow guns at me.
That's not much of an attitude, Clint.
Yeah, but that's how I did it. Anytime I felt like chowing down, I thought of you butterballs, how your backs spill over your chairs. It was inspirational, and I really, really want to thank you all.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Don't talk to me. I don't talk to fat people anymore. I mean, my God, some of you have dimples on your noses. No, I'm through with this. Now I'm joining AA.
Sounds like you're aiming to be perfect.
Well, if I ever do become perfect, am I ever going to tell God what I think of him?
Little Ethan Annie, she is mine all mine. Little Ethan Annie has a terrible time. It don't make no difference what she tries to say. When little Ethan Annie talks, it always come out this way. Well, I got a girl named Annie, and she's mine all mine. But when she gets excited, she has an awful time.
Pick me up today.
Well, I took Annie ride, and we went to the park. We ended up in a lover's lane, sitting in the dark. I asked Annie for a kiss, and I looked in her eyes. And by the time she answered, I'd already kissed her twice. Cause she went.
Sure was nice.
I took her to a restaurant, thought I'd give her a treat.
Give me a piece of pie.
They used to laugh at Annie because she eats that way. It took at least an hour to hear what she had to say. But things aren't like they used to be. Nobody's laughing now. Cause everybody's even, and Annie shows us how we all go.
Oh, we're having a crazy time here at the Rock and Comedy Show. Oh, what a great gal, little Ethan Annie. And we had the Frantics ahead of that one with their great recording. You people are fat. And then, of course, we had Bodine Brown ahead of that one, too. And that one was by Purpose Pickett. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I'm having fun. Are you having fun? Let's rock. Here is Zero Fingers.
She gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She never bothers
change me, 'cause that's who I am. These are crazy, crazy.
Kiss right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Crazy Nights. Ahead of that one, some Queen with Fat Bottom Girls. Kicking that set off with Zero Fingers, Lady is a Tramp. Make sure you visit them online. They've got zerofingers.com. They're also a friend of mine on MySpace, so check out MySpace and check out their space too. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. All the top artists that you hear on the show are in my top friends, so check them out. You know, back in October, I got the pleasure of working once again with Phoebe Carter, Chris Valenti, Dino Mike, and was that it? Oh, there's a few more in there, I do believe. And Vomit. Yeah, we got to work with some Vomit. It was a great time. It was Dino Mike's third annual Rock and Comedy Spooktacular. And we had a lot of fun. We actually recorded that show for the Rock and Comedy Show, and I've been slowly editing that and putting it together, and soon it will be up and running at rockincomedyshow.com. But one of the groups that was there that I enjoy working with and I love going to see here in town whenever I get a chance are these guys right here. They're called Leaving Springfield.
Johnny Sunshine, when you're coming on, the talking heads are groaning, they're groaning on and on. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, I need to hear you say, everything for me is looking good today. I think you know what I'm looking for, can you give me hope as I'm walking out the door? When you gonna talk to Johnny, when you gonna talk to Johnny? Johnny Sunshine, my head's spinning round. I am feeling sideways and I'm feeling down. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, can you give me hope? I'm all out of options and I'm all out of rope. I think you know what I'm looking for. Can you give me hope as I'm walking out the door? When you gonna talk to Johnny? When you gonna talk to Johnny? Tell me, Johnny, does she love me? Will the sunshine and make her see my shadow? Then I can make her mine. I know I can make her mine. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, when you're coming on, the talking heads are droning. They're droning on and on. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, I need to hear.
Sunshine.
All from their platinum-selling CD. That's the way. The name of the CD is All the Pain Money Can Buy from years and years ago. Just got the pleasure of seeing them live at the Four Queens at the Canyon Club here in Las Vegas. What a great show. And a band that I've promoted on and off on this show. Not too much on the show, more than the website and MySpace and things like that, because I've never had any music from Miles to Empty. But the boys finally put something together for me, and they opened for Fastball, and they rocked the joint. We, my little group there, we had a lot of people there. We had a lot of fun, and here they are. It's Miles Empty and their song called Complicated.
It's complicated. Don't worry about me. I'll be just fine. The photograph's faded.
Empty here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. If you're in a band and you want your stuff played on the Rockin' Comedy Show, email it to me. You don't have to take the time to put a stamp on it, write out the envelope, put it in there, weigh it, all that good stuff. Just email me a song or two, and I'll love to play it. It is the RockinComedyShow.com. If you want to email it to me, you can. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and right now, I guess you could say Senior Blossom lives on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Now ask yourself, who's Senior Blossom? I'll give you the answer to that right after this song. Here's Boston.
hide in my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away.
That's Boston here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. So, you know, during the song I said, Senor Blossom lives. Let me explain. One night when I was leaving work, I needed a ride home because my car broke down. So I called Alan, the lead singer of the Leeds, to come and pick me up. And I think this is really the only one time I know that Alan just wanted to punch me in the back of the head. But he picks me up, and we're driving home, right? And he says to me, now this is what I thought he said to me. He said, hey, Jay, did you hear that the Senor Blossom died today? And I just kind of looked at him, kind of dumbfounded, was kind of like, well, who the hell is Senor Blossom, and why do I give a shit that he died? And Alan looked at me with such disgust in his face. And he goes, what? Who's Senor Blossom? I said, I don't know. You just said Senor Blossom died today. And he goes, damn, you're a jackass. I said, what did you say? And he goes, I said the lead singer of Boston died today. Oh, my God. I thought he was going to kill me. He was so mad. And I was like, oh, that's completely different. That totally sucks. It was just one of those moments. Oh, my God, it was great. And I had completely forgotten about the Senor Blossom story. And just before the Halloween party, Alan gave me a call. He said he's coming into town. But he basically said, this is Senor Blossom. And it was just one of those moments. It was so funny. But speaking of Alan, he's going to be here on the next Rockin' Comedy Show as your guest DJ. That's right. Every once in a while, I do open up the mics to let you do a three song set. Yes, you get to play three songs every hour, anything you want. So Alan is going to take advantage of that while he's in town, and he's going to come up and play some songs for you. He might bring Senor Blossom with him. I don't know. But coming up, we've got the news and much, much more. But right now, this one's going out to Ben, Chris, Sharon, Mike, Ray. I think I got them all. You know why I'm playing it. Here it is, guys.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Ba 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 ba
ma 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 ma.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail, too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house, and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council in this
station. Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp. Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
This is Dr. Demento, and Crazy J is okay.
Chats on a floppy diskette. It went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. One night she said BRB. Waited up for an hour or three. Then I started to realize she wasn't coming back online. She freaking blocked me. Taking a shower, and she'd be back in a half hour.
Bob Ritchie here on the Rockin' Comedy Show as she freaking blocked me. A parody, of course, of Puddle of Mudd's She Hates Me. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. And if you want to email me, it's very simple. It's crazyj@comic.com or send it to me through MySpace as well. MySpace.com/crazyj13. Remember, if you want to be a guest DJ, like I said, in the next couple of weeks, we've got a few coming on. All you have to do is just email me and make that request. You don't even have to tell me what songs you want to play. Some people do. Just in case they don't have the songs, you can ask me if I got them. It's fine. Just email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. You don't even have to come into the studio if you have a way of pre-recording a three-song set and sending it to me on CD or downloading it. Whatever. Whatever you want to do to be a guest DJ is fine with me. Just do it. Get it done. It's crazyj@comic.com. But, hey, who's ready for the news?
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
Yeah. It is time for Not in the News News. These are actual news stories. You may not have heard about them because they're just not mainstream enough. But we do our best here to bring you the weirdest, the wackiest, the wildest stories around. We're going to get things started with a story about two friends in Tampa. Two friends of Anthony Velez came to his apartment. They'd been there many times before, a neighbor said. This time, police said they tied Velez up and robbed him.
I was handcuffed to the bed in my underwear.
And this time, only one left alive. That's right. Velez, 21, fatally shot one of the men after breaking free from his restraints and wrestling a gun away.
What happened to you?
I got robbed. It was awesome.
It happened about 11 p.m. at the Tuscany Point Apartments. The other men fled on foot, and Velez suffered only minor injuries. The fugitive was identified by police as Ramon Antonio Valera. With no known address, he is described as having a shaved head and a goatee, a tattoo on his forearm reading Domingo, and another tattoo across his stomach. He is known to frequent adult entertainment establishments, of course. Valerie is, Varela, is facing charges of felony murder, armed robbery with firearm, and kidnapping.
If you erroneous! Were... erroneous! Erroneous on both counts.
Laura McElroy, a Tampa police spokeswoman, said Varela faces a felony murder charge, even though authorities say he didn't pull the trigger because state law allows such prosecution if someone dies during the commission of a felony. Velez could not be reached for comment. One of his neighbors, Will Neves, said Velez is a good guy, but too trusting. The two met when Velez moved into the apartment about a year ago. They used to play video games together, but Neves said they stopped hanging out after Velez began spending time with a not-so-great crowd.
You filthy criminals.
It's just getting used to the new computer and the sound bites, but it's awesome. A man passed out in the parking lot of a Tom Thumb with the car still in gear.
I'm never drinking again.
Yeah, we've heard that before. You could say this attracted the attention of a passerby who called the police. The Crestview Police Department responded. They found the car at a 45-degree angle occupying two parking spaces. The brake lights were on. The officer noted in the arrest report the driver was slumped towards the steering wheel with his body held upright by the seatbelt.
Yeah. Something stinks like stale french fries.
That's right. When the officer identified himself, the man sat up and took his foot off the brake, which caused the car to lurch forward before he could put it in park. The driver admitted to drinking four cans of Bud.
Two beers, bartender. I'll take two beers, too.
Several hours earlier, and then the officer noted a partial six-pack of Heineken in the car. When the officer asked him to do the field sobriety exercise, the man, this is great, the man said, I could probably use a ride home. He was unable to complete the exercise, the report noted. He was arrested for driving under the influence and placed in the patrol car.
I'm never drinking again.
Yeah. On the ride to the police station, the officer observed another driver who appeared to be impaired and followed the vehicle until backup arrived. He's as drunk as I am, the arrested... Oh, wait, I forgot, this quote is great. He's as drunk as I am, the arrested man told the officer.
All right, remember, alcohol equals puke equals smelly mess equals nobody likes you.
How often does that happen? Hey, officer, that guy's as drunk as I am. Oh, man. This next story took place in Georgetown, Kentucky. A Kentucky man is accused of leaving his wheelchair-dependent sister's mummified body in his car trunk. He pleaded not guilty to a felony charge.
Is there a history of insanity in your family?
Timothy Allen Brown, 30, pleaded not guilty in Scott County District Court to knowingly abusing or neglecting an adult. He also pleaded not guilty to endangering the welfare of a minor, a misdemeanor related to his 8-year-old son. Police said the boy was removed from Brown's apartment in September after social workers found filthy conditions there.
I am not an animal! I am a human being!
Police say they found the 31-year-old Penny Brown's body when they towed her brother's car to Georgetown, Kentucky, from St. Louis, more than 300 miles away. Someone complained that the car had been left on a street for days, but it wasn't clear how it ended up there. Penny Brown's body, wrapped in quilts and plastic, was so decomposed the state's medical examiner office was unable to determine a cause of death.
That's gross.
Yeah. The body may have been in Timothy Brown's apartment in Georgetown for up to 2 years, police said. He signed his sister out of a nursing home in 2006. Georgetown Police Chief Greg Reeves said the deplorable conditions inside the apartment included human feces on the floor.
Shit everywhere.
There's shit everywhere! Damn it! There's shit on the windows! Oh my God! My house is full of shit! He's shit everywhere! Look what he did! He's shit all over the wall!
Brown remains jailed on a $12,000 bond and is due back in court at the end of the month. And our final story for Not in the News News. you know the rule, right? You know it has to, one story has to have at least alcohol in it. The other one has to be drug-related. We haven't had any drug-related stories. But this one, well, there had to be drugs involved. And the other rule for Not in the News News, nudity. Some of these stories, somebody has to be naked. So I think this is a combination of nudity and drugs, because drugs had to play a part. Larry Newman went to an Atlanta home to help a woman who was locked out of her house and ended up doing
naked
push-ups in the street, he told police. I just don't know what to think, Newman said. I was naked.
Nude alert!
Except for my socks. Newman and another man involved in the lock-picking incident that turned into a shootout, 32-year-old Michael Little, were arrested on charges of aggravated assault and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Little declined to comment. They told Atlanta police conflicting stories after clashing on October 20th. Newman, a self-employed locksmith, said he got a call from another locksmith company asking if he could take the job. When he arrived, the woman told Newman that her keys were in the house and someone was there earlier and locked her out. The woman is identified in the report as Kim Neal and Kim Ford, but her relationship to Little is not explained. While Newman picked the locks, Little retrieved the weapon inside when he heard a dog barking. Little told police that Newman entered the house. Newman said he didn't. He claims that Little stormed outside after he unlocked the side door and was walking to his truck to get some paperwork. I turned around and saw a big gun.
I assume you all have guns and crack.
I'm assuming somebody had, I'm telling you, drugs had to be involved. Then he made me take off every stitch of clothing.
You think he's a fag?
Maybe. Newman reported that Little ordered him into the street to do 5 push-ups, which he did. Humiliated, Newman said, when he asked how he felt, at that point, I'm doing whatever I have to do to save my life. Gunfire erupted between them and Newman, and he drove off. Both men say they fired, the other fired first, and neither were injured. I've got about 7 holes in the side of my truck, Newman said. Told you. It's a very bizarre story. That's going to do it for Not in the News News. We've got more next time on the Rockin' Comedy Show, but right now, let's rock out to some Puddle of Mud.
Met a girl, thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. Been a tramp, trip I can't grip. Never thought I'd be the one who'd slip. Then I started to realize I was living one big lie. She fucking hates me.
Jazz Bender's not here, Mrs. Torrance.
Another Reason by Zero Fingers right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Rockin' all the time with those guys. They play all over town. They did take some time off, though. They were playing almost every other week, and I was going out, rocking out with them. They were awesome. They are just an amazing, amazing local band. If you haven't had a chance to check them out, you got to. Visit them online, zerofingers.com, or find them on MySpace, myspace.com/zerofingers. But right now, before we take a break, I want to slip in a new one. It's not real new, but it's new to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Here's the Arrogant Worms.
Come on, give me some now. You know something, girl? I'm thinking about you right now. You don't want to know what I'm thinking, girl. Or do you?
Girl, you think I'm the bomb, but I'm old enough to be dating your mom.
And I did.
She wasn't that bad, but you're grounded if you tell your dad that you like the way we dance. With rock hard abs and plastic pants, you give us teddy bears, and in return we shave our chest hair.
Cause we're singing in a boy band. The
carefully. Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not, because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. Will you remember that? A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service
now, we'll hear Ben playing Mozart's violin concerto.
Ben's rendition is awful because he's playing a violin with a banana. But bananas could help you become a better violin player. Eating fruits with potassium and other nutrients help your muscles work better. So when it comes to making music, bananas can be instrumental after all. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We teach them how to tie their shoes. They teach us how to live our lives. We teach them long division. They teach us how to bank online. Our children will always outgrow us, but for the first time in generations, they may not outlive us. Over the last 25 years, the percent of overweight children aged 6 to 11 has doubled. The percent of overweight teenagers tripled. Obesity kills. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all are linked to obesity, a problem that could be greatly reduced just by having a place to exercise. Right now, people are working hard to put parks and playgrounds where children live, where children will use them. Finding out how you can help is as easy as tying your shoes. Log on to earthshare.org now. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and I say Crazy J is okay.
Really like your smile. Think I'll stay for a while. How did I get to your room? I think it's too soon. Something here we both know is too obvious to ignore. One night stand just won't do. I really like you. I wasn't expecting this. Fire in your kiss. I'm going home right now. I won't sleep tonight. So gold. Well, I'm not scared anymore, and I feel so safe in your arms. Nothing that I'd rather do than just be with you. I wasn't expecting this. Fire in your kiss. I'm going home right now. I won't sleep tonight. So I want to. I can't stay. I won't sleep. Lying in my bed, staring at the ceiling, trying to escape, but I love this feeling. I wish I knew what you were thinking. I wasn't expecting this. The fire in your kiss. I'm going home right now.
I never sleep. I'm out promoting bands. I'm doing all kinds of stuff. Sharon Paquette here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember when she was a guest? She was singing. We were having so much fun. She did Desert Fest. She performs every Thursday night with her residence band out there at the Freakin' Frog here in Las Vegas. An amazing voice and amazing talent. So much talent. I'm out there promoting like you wouldn't believe. I've got Sharon Paquette that I promote. I've got Leaving Springfield. I have Zero Fingers. I have Plan B. Well, I think. I'm not sure if they're even a band anymore. I don't know what's going on. But there's all kinds of stuff going on, and you can find out what I'm doing by being a friend of mine on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Here's some Rodney.
I saw her sitting in a barroom in that smoky atmosphere. She smiled back at me as I drank down one last beer. She pulled me on the dance floor. We danced a song or two. It was then I realized that I bit off more than I could chew. I think I'm dancing with a man. She's got calluses on her hand. She's got a voice like Johnny Cash. Is she hiding a mustache? I think I'm dancing with a man. We sit down and talk a while, and we listen to the band. And a friend of mine walked by, and he asked her if she'd dance. Then he gently took her hand, and he twirled around and around. It looked like he was having fun, until her skirt fell to the ground. Headed for the door. I think he's dancing with a man. Good Lord, we're dancing with a man. It'll be known throughout the land. Two boys from Texas dance a jig with a dude who wore a wig. We've been dancing with a man. She crushed a beer can on her head. Good Lord, her forehead's red. We've been dancing with a damn big man.
women through the ages who have really left their mark. Cleopatra, Amelia Earhart, and of course there's Joan Van Ark. But my mother tops them all, and here's the reason why. Whenever I do one thing wrong, I can hear her cry. Why don't you throw me in the winter snow and leave me there to freeze? Or I'll just die of fear or stress or maybe catch a rare disease. Or stick my head inside an oven set at 1200 degrees. Hey, don't worry, please, I'm just your mom. You never ever wash the dishes, clean your room, or mow the grass. Every Sunday you're satanic when I drag you off to mass. And boy, it was heaven, every day I wiped your ass. Oh, forgive me if I'm crass, I'm just your mom. She wants me to be happy and to let me have my freedom. And then we'll bake some cookies. And she tells me I can't eat them. She buys me all these, I want to say, shirts with the 90-inch lapels. And when I say, I will not wear them, this is what she yells. You'll wear exactly what they tell you to. If not, I'll get a gun and I will shoot you if I have to. I don't care if you're my son. And don't think I can't take you just because I'm 5'1". I could have been a goddamn nun, but I'm your mom. And if you ever disobey, I'll grab a tree branch from above and I will stick it in your eye and I'll give it such a shove and then I'll throw away the evidence and hide the bloody glove. But I do it out of love, 'cause I'm your mom. She's always at the hair salon where they know her by name. And later when she comes back home, her hair is just the same! She tells me Dad is great in bed, in fact he's such a stallion. She always shares too much. She can't help it. She's Italian! Facimo, facim, faccia, prima qualità. Scuccia, menda, galba, tosta, mala, ome, cata, motta, kita, putta, cata, via. I don't know what the hell she's saying, she's my mom. I do the cooking and the cleaning and the shopping and the banking. After all I've done for you, I think it's me you should be thanking. Instead you've taken magazines to bed and started wanking. I should give you such a spanking on your mom. Why don't you just set me on fire and then shove me off a pier? Every time I tell you something, it goes out the other ear. I can't believe I carried you inside my body for a year. Just forget I'm even here. I'm just your mom. Hey!
Took a walk around the block to ease my troubled mind. It seems I fell in love, and well, I guess she's quite a fine. There's just one problem, and I don't mean to be rude, but I think my woman is a dude. Springer show just way too much to be at ease. She man or woman, a rooster or a hen? Is she a Barbie or is she a Ken? I may be crazy, but I think my girlfriend is a man. Say what's your name again, Samantha, or did you say it's Sam? I can't tell if my baby is a he or take advantage of the things that we hold common to. She watches sports and works on cars. She even programs VCRs. Don't tick her off, 'cause she can bench 300 pounds. I may be crazy, but I think my girlfriend is a man.
$1 million to find out if she sits or she stands. I can't tell if my baby is a he or a hermaphrodite.
Bob Ritchie right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with a great, great song. I don't know if my girlfriend is a man. Anyway, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're getting ready to count down the top 8 craziest songs that used to just make my mom laugh on this show. And yeah, it feels good to bring back the Crazy 8 countdown. It has been gone a long, long time. But right now I want to throw in one more about a dude that could be a dude. Maybe it's a girl. Don't know. I'm confused. Here's Stephen Lynch.
She's part girl, she's part boy. She's got parts everyone can enjoy. She's got more, she's got less. She's got her manhood tucked in her dress, yeah. Is she a mister or is she a miss? Does she stand up when she's taking a piss? She's my little girl, yeah, she's my little guy. When I try to please her, I get poked in the eye, yeah. She wears lace and she wears flannel. She watches football and the Lifetime Channel. What's that bulge under her nightie? It must be hermaphrodite, yeah. Hermaphrodite, yeah. Some things are white, some things are black. Some girls wear makeup, mine shaves her back. But she is still beautiful, she is still fine. Too bad her package is bigger than mine, yeah. She can't help her imperfections. She gets jockage from her yeast infections. Who stole all my tidy whiteies? It must be her mouth.
Aphrodite here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Stephen Lynch, very funny, very twisted guy. That's why we love him oh so much. You can visit me online 24/7 at rockincomedyshow.com. There's also myspace.com/crazyj13. Email me if you would like. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. It feels good to be up here in the air chair once again on the 44th floor. Been gone a long time. And I'm having fun with the new transition of the computers running the show and all that good stuff. But in just a few minutes, we're going to be bringing back an old segment that I haven't done probably in over 4 years called the Crazy 8 Countdown. We used to take the 8 funniest songs and count them down, oftentimes done by your requests or people voted for them and stuff like that. But today, the top 8 songs are songs that used to just make my mom laugh hysterically. And I mean, these aren't the top 8. I mean, there's a lot, and I really had to spend a lot of time thinking about the top 8. What should they be? And the number one song drove me nuts, because I knew I had a copy of it. I knew I'd put it on CD. I mean, I went into the deepest parts of the archive, and it was scary, people. It was so scary. I was like, oh God, I don't know what. I didn't realize it was that big. But after hours and hours and hours of searching, I found the number one song, and I can't wait to play it for you. But before we get into the countdown, I'd like to play you a song that was recorded a couple years ago by Beth and myself. Now, you know Beth. She's been on the show. Hi, Jay. I want to do the news. And she plays her ukulele all out of tune. There was the whole Valentine's Day massacre, as I like to call it. Beth and I on New Year's Eve were cruising the strip and just having some fun, and we went into the Hilton. At that time, I was still working at Star Trek: The Experience, and the Barry Manilow store used to have a karaoke booth, and you could go in there and do karaoke and get it recorded of Barry Manilow songs. We asked the people that worked there, just turn it on. This is the song we want to do. Just turn it on, record it. We don't want to practice. We want to do it in one shot. And we went in there, and it was so funny because something fell and it hit Beth, and we were laughing. And when we were all finished, we walked out, and they're like, no, now we have to record it. We're like, what are you doing? We told you to record it, because it was so funny. And we went in there to do a second take, and we were still laughing about what had happened from the first time we went in. And if you know Beth, because you've listened to the show for a while, you know she can't carry a tune, and that's part of her comedy act. Or she claims. I don't know. But we went in there and we did a karaoke song. You knew I had to be drunk, because that's the only way I'm doing karaoke. Ask people at the Halloween party. But we did this Barry Manilow song. And I very rarely play it, but it's a lot of fun. And I actually found it when I was going through the archives to try and find the number one song for today. So before the countdown, here's Beth and I singing some Barry Manilow. Like we practice, Beth. Don't try to change it up. It was beautiful when you did it.
I've been alive forever, and I wrote the very first song. I put the words and the melodies together. I am music. And I write the songs. I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Or cry.
I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry.
I write the songs.
My home lies deeper than you, and I've got my own place in your soul. Now when I look out through your eyes, I am young again, even though I'm very old.
Very old.
I write the songs that make
special thing.
I like the songs that make the young girls cry.
I write the songs. Hey, that was almost in key.
Oh, my music makes you dance and gives you spirit to take a chance.
I wrote some rock and roll
so you can move.
That's a really fine place to start.
Me is for you. It's from me for you. It's a worldwide symphony. I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Kill themselves at this point.
I write the songs of love and special things. We love you, Barry. I write the songs that make the young girls cry.
I write the songs. The whole world sing.
I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry.
I write the songs. Yeah,
I write the songs. I am music, and I write the songs. I am music, and I write the songs.
Beth, I think we should record a whole album of Barry Manilow songs.
That would be fun, Jay.
But if William Hung can do it, so can we.
I think so.
It's so bad. It's so funny.
That would be fun.
Oh, good stuff. Just having fun on New Year's Eve in Vegas. It is the Rock and Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor getting ready to count down the top 8 songs that used to make my mom laugh out loud. Here we go. We're going to be right back.
So here's my cell phone number, my husband's cell phone number, and here's the number to the grandparents. The number of the restaurant we'll be at, it's just down the block. And I told the neighbors you were here, so if anything happens, anything at all, don't hesitate to call. And what's your cell phone number again? I don't think I put that in.
Honey.
Just, what?
Honey, he'll be fine. Okay, let's go.
I know you're right.
The odds of a babysitter calling 911, 1 in 1,400. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
He's not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay. He's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your crazy eight. Crazy eight.
Man, that brings back so many memories. We're counting down the top eight songs. These are the songs that stood out the most to me when thinking of my mom and listening to the show and playing her some funny songs. Now, this list could have been the top 100, but I narrowed it down to the crazy eight, and I think I did a pretty good job. These songs definitely used to make my mom laugh. We're going to get things started with number eight. Here's Weird Al.
Found somebody new, 'cause I'd rather spend eternity eating shards of broken glass than spend one more minute with you. I guess I might seem kind of bitter. Of love, and I have to use the self-service pumps. Oh, oh, honey, let me help you with that suitcase. You ain't gonna break my heart in two, 'cause I'd rather get 100,000 paper cuts on my face than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip out my intestines with a fork than watch you going out with other men. I'd rather slam my fingers in a door again and again and again and again and again. Oh, can't you see what I'm trying to say, darling? I'd rather have my blood sucked out by leeches. Shove an ice pick under a toenail or two. I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue than spend one more minute with you. Yes, I'd rather jump naked on a huge pile of thumbtacks. Or stick my nostrils together with crazy glue. I'd rather dive into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip my heart right out of my ribcage with my bare hands and then throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die than spend one more minute.
Number eight on our countdown, Weird Al Yankovic with One More Minute. Now, if I did not find the song that is number one in the archives, definitely that would have been your number one song. My mom all-time favorite Weird Al song, One More Minute. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We have brought back the Crazy 8 Countdown, definitely a fan favorite, where we take the top 8 wackiest, off-the-wall, craziest songs and count them down from 8 to 1, and this time, we're doing it for my mom. These are some of the songs that used to make my mom just laugh out loud. Let's continue the countdown, shall we?
Oh my God, you made it to song number 7. Now go pop off some knuckle babies and dance naked in front of your pets.
I popped down in my easy chair and I turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger named Assault to Sam, I was a chasing pro Sweet Sue. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
if you don't give me the DDO ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
Help, he grabbed me, help!
He tied her up.
Help, he tied me up, help!
He turned on the bus.
He turned on the bus. Help, help, help! Wow, wow, help!
And then along came John.
Talking Jones.
Along came Rumbly Lanky Jones. Commercial came on, so I got up to fix myself a snack. Now you should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue was having fits. That villain said,
give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
Help, he grabbed me, help.
He tied her up.
He tied
fuse to the dynamite.
He lit the fuse to the dynamite. Help! Help!
And then along came Jones. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
Along came Lonely Lanky Jones. I got so bugged I turned it off and turned on another show. But there was the same old shoot 'em up and the same old rodeo. Salty Sam was a trying to stuff Sweet Sue in a burlap sack. He said,
if you don't give me the DDO ranch, I'll throw you on the railroad tracks.
And then he grabbed her.
Help, he's grabbing me again.
He tied her up.
Don't go again, tie me up. Let
me see. Then along came Jones, Talking Jones, Slow Walking Jones,
Slow Talking Jones.
Along came Lonely Lanky Jones, along came Lonely Lanky Jones, along came Lonely Lanky Jones.
If I was a number 7,
if I was a number 7,
I would be the number 6,
I would be the number 6.
And if I was a number 7,
if I was a number 7,
I would not be the number 6,
I would not be the number 6.
If I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be the number 4.
And if I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be 3 cause I'd be more.
And if I was a number 7, I'd be 6.
Excuse me, young fella. Do you know where they sell tickets for the Greyhound bus in here?
Right here.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
At the ticket booth. There's a signed ticket sold here. Isn't that the damnedest? That's the damnedest. Isn't that the damnedest?
Yes, I guess.
When do they go on sale?
In 15 minutes.
15 minutes? That's not long. That's not long at all. 15 minutes? That's a quarter of an hour. Do you know what the time is now? I must have left.
Yes, it's a quarter to.
It's a quarter to, is it?
Yes.
Is it really a quarter to?
Clock's right up there.
Already. You don't say. No kidding.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Quarter to what?
It's quarter to eight.
It's a quarter to eight, is it? Is it really a quarter to eight?
Yes.
So, this opens at eight. You're the line, aren't you? I'll bet you're the line. You don't mind if I stand beside you here,
no,
you know,
fine.
Rather than line up behind you already. Nothing to see standing behind you except the back of your neck. Mind you, it's worse when people have pimples all over the back of their neck.
Oh,
during the war, there was a fella in our regiment.
Oh, no.
He had pimples. He had pimples so bad, he got shot and no one noticed. So, where are you headed? Where are you bound, as they say? Where are you off to? Where are you making for? Where are you directed to? You got a destination in mind, have you? Where's your terminus of arrival,
Vancouver.
As they say? Vancouver. Beautiful. Vancouver. Beautiful.
Yes.
I've never been there. But I've seen it on the Beachcombers with Bruno Juicy, and it's beautiful. Well, let me tell you one thing about Vancouver. It's on the West Coast. You can remember that. You won't end up wandering up and down the Eastern Seaboard for 3 days looking for Vancouver. Worst 3 days I ever spent. I'm not going to Vancouver.
What a shame.
Yeah. Well, I'm just headed home. Headed home to Bala, Ontario. I'm from Bala, Ontario. You ever been to Bala?
No.
Oh, you must have been to Bala.
No.
Oh, everyone's been to Bala. It's just up Highway 169.
No.
Yes, it is. I know. I live there. Okay.
No,
if
I've
you're
never...
on Highway 169, you'd pass Campbell's Landing.
I've never been there.
And then you go
the
right
place.
Through Torrance. And there you are. You're in Bala.
Oh, shut up.
This'll ring a bell. The key to Bala, huh?
Oh, stop
the
it,
only
please.
Place for entertainment.
I don't care.
Key to Bala, that'll ring it. Our daughter, our oldest, she used to go there.
Shut
used to go there quite regularly.
Sake,
she saw the Kingston Trio there in
1964.
No, it was 65. You're right. And then right next to that, there's the quilt shop, and then there's the Bala Inn.
Up.
Here, this will ring a bell. This will get the chimes. This is it. The Bala Bay Boater.
Am not interested in a stupid little town full of stupid little people and their stupid little lives.
Oh, you've been there, have you?
Right! If that's the way you wanted, I've been to Bala.
Well, I thought...
I was born and raised in Bala,
well,
okay?
I
own Bala.
Well, I mean, if
Bala brings back a lot of bad memories for me. I don't want to talk about Bala anymore.
Me either. I mean, it's not like it's Park Carlin.
Where?
Okay, if you're on the 169,
shut
you
up.
Go up.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Yes, I am. We're counting down the top 8 songs right here on the Crazy 8 Countdown. We're going to take a break when we come back. Oh, I guess I should tell you what those were. Number 6 on our countdown was Bill from Bala by the Frantics. Number 7 was Along Came Jones by Ray Stevens. And I remember when my mom used to listen to that. She would laugh because she loved the part in the background. She'd say, oh, no, here come the train. Here come the train. He's tying me up again. Anyway, number 6. Anaconda was Bill from Ballad by the Frantics. Number 7 was A Long Game Jones by Ray Stevens. And number 8 was One More Minute by Weird Al. When we come back, we'll have song number 5. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
No,
give me a G. No, wait. Right, you didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? Wait, you didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Oh, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey! Out of bed!
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
An ordinary sunny day. An ordinary family's living room filled with an ordinary bunch of kids. And they were doing nothing. They were couch slouching. They were rug imitating. And lazy minute after... lazy minute was passing them by. When suddenly...
Huh?
Hey, guys, that's a personal foul. Inactive activity on a sunny day.
Coming to the rescue was NFL running back Reggie Bush.
Players don't get lazy penalties. Let's play.
Those kids, they listened to Reggie. They got up and play they did. There was fun and running. There were smiles and jumping. And laziness was crushed.
Hey, kids, don't get a lazy penalty.
Kids, listen to Reggie and avoid lazy penalties. Be a player. Get up and play for an hour a day. Go online to check out smallstep.gov for fun playtime ideas.
So you can be a player, too.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be a player.
Be a player. Hey, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Remember, it's simple to make a request on the show. Just email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. And again, there's the MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. And we have the website. It's open all the time. You can just click on an old show and listen to it. It's like being reunited with an old friend. It makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. RocketComedyShow.com. We are in the middle of the Crazy 8 Countdown, the return of the Crazy 8 Countdown, counting down the top 8 songs that used to just make my mom laugh out loud, smile. She talked about them a lot. So we're going to be counting them down, and we're going to get back into that countdown.
Hey, you! Get your hand out of your pants. It's time for song number 5.
Oh, no. I'm looking for my glasses again. I put them down. I turned around and then I could not find them. Now I'm doing my best Fatty Duke impression.
Miracle worker.
Stumbling all over the place. What do I have to do to teach myself a lesson? Fall flat on my face. Oh, no. I'm looking for my car keys again. I put them down. I turned around and then I could not find them. Now I can't find them because I can't see. Because I can't find my glasses. Woe is me. I can't drive my car. I can't read. But I can order a pizza and watch TV. Oh, no. Where is that remote control? It's gotta be here. I saw it 5 minutes ago, but can I find it now? No. But the doorbell rings, it's the pizza guy. Good thing I don't need my glasses to eat pizza pie. He tells me it's $7. I say 1 minute, my purse has all my money in it. Oh, no. Now I'm looking for my purse. Just when things were getting better. better.
They've taken a turn for the worse. This is a curse. I explain my situation. Oh, I can't see. Why is the pizza man now laughing at me? I'm looking round the table and under the bed. Why is he pointing toward the top of my head?
Lady.
Here they are. And what is that there on the floor? Yes, it's my purse. It's holding my car keys, and there's the remote control behind the door. Now I can eat pizza and watch the news. Chill out, lose these annoying blues. But first there's one phone call I need to return. Where's my phone book? When will I learn? Oh, no. I'm looking for my phone book again.
Christine Lavin right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show's Crazy 8 Countdown, coming in at number 5 with Oh No. My mom used to say she could relate to that song so much. And oftentimes I would watch her look for her keys and her glasses and the remote. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, bringing back an old fan favorite called the Crazy 8 Countdown as we work our way to the bottom of number 1. Number 1, oh, what a search. It was like an adventure in the archive trying to find that song. So stick with us, because we're getting closer and closer to number 1.
Sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number 4. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number 4.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppy's days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Ogden Etzel here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Dead Puppies. Let's review the countdown so far. Number 4 was that one right there, Dead Puppies. Number 5 from Christine Lavin was Oh No. Moving up the countdown to number 6 was Bill from Bala by the Frantics. Number 7 was Along Came Jones by Ray Stevens. And number 8 was One More Minute by Weird Al Yankovic. We are counting down the top 8 songs here on the Crazy 8 Countdown. These songs used to just make my mom laugh. Now, this next song coming in at number 3 not only made my mom laugh, but the first time I played it for my mom and my grandma, they sat on the couch in hysterics. I think my mom was laughing hard because my grandma was laughing so hard, saying to stop playing it because she had to go pee. Oh, it's a great song, and it's coming in at number 3.
Now I'm singing about the countdown on the show with Crazy Jay. Jay's playing all the songs he thinks you wanted him to play. Jay is crazy, it really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is 3. Your mother was laughing, your father was laughing, and I was to we all had hysterics. At last we got rid of you.
Great song. What a great song. Spike Jones with I Went to Your Wedding. We're counting down the top 8 songs on the Crazy 8 Countdown. We have time for an extra. And if you knew my mom, you knew what a fan she was of Daffy Duck. Here's some Daffy Duck for you now as an extra on the Crazy 8 Countdown.
Greetings. My name is a Daffy. There's no other duck like me, because I'm so Daffy. And the reason I'm Daffy and so gosh darned riff-raffy and so screwy and laffy is because those hunters won't leave me alone. Oh, why don't they hunt some other animal? animal for a change, so that I won't have to end up on a kitchen range. But no, duck hunting's all the rage and they won't let me be. And I'm so full of bullets, I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. There's so much I'd like to do if I just had the chance. I'd like to play and romp and even sing and do a dance. I would read the latest book, go swimming in a babbling brook. I'd like to fly the seven seas, play hide and seek among the trees. I'd play hopscotch and double dutch and this and that and things and such. I know that isn't asking much, but all these things I dasn't touch. It's bang bang here and bang bang there, bullets flying everywhere. I can't stand it any longer, I get weak and they get stronger. Hunters to the right of me, hunters to the left I see. Over hill and over dale, bullets whizzing past my tail. There's no rest and there's no peace, won't this shooting ever cease? Morning, noon, and through the night, that's why I look such a fright. Bang, 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 I'm only 16 yards ahead. Bang, 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 they're shooting straight at me. Hoo, 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 they won't let up until I'm dead. Hoo, 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 why can't they let me be? Why don't they hunt big wild moose or chase a reindeer on the loose? There's possum, chipmunk, caribou, a rabbit for a rabbit stew. Raccoon, squirrels, porcupine, monkeys swinging on the vine. Leopards with or without spots, wildcats with or without dots. Elephants, badgers, kangaroo, lions, tigers, cows that moo. Wolf, mice, and prairie ox, red and gray and silver fox. Daffy, they drive me daffy. Those hunters with their great big guns, they're all their uncles, cousins, fathers, sons, crazy. They got me hazy with all that rootin', footin', hootin', tootin', highfalutin', noisy shooting closer. They're getting closer with shotguns, pistols, bows and arrows, rifles, knives, another deadly trifle. Scram now while I'm still able. You're nuts if you think that I'm gonna end up on somebody's dinner table. So goodbye, so long now.
That's the Daffy Duck Rhapsody by Mel Blanc right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're doing the Crazy 8 Countdown. We are counting down the top 8 songs. That was a little bonus as we have some extra time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be back with number 2.
Daddy, I'm only 3 years old, but when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. You're dreaming about what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for a national championship team or the winner of the Heisman Trophy.
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete? 1 in 16,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org.
So, Dad, let's keep dreaming the impossible while looking out for the possible, okay?
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not, because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. Will you remember that? A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council. We teach them how to tie their shoes. They teach us how to live our lives. We teach them long division. They teach us how to bank online. Our children will always outgrow us. But for the first time in generations, they may not outlive us. Over the last 25 years, the percent of overweight children aged 6 to 11 has doubled. the percent of overweight teenagers tripled. Obesity kills. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all are linked to obesity, a problem that could be greatly reduced just by having a place to exercise. Right now, people are working hard to put parks and playgrounds where children live, where children will use them. Finding out how you can help is as easy as tying your shoes. Log on to earthshare.org now. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever they let me listen to the radio, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
Right here at rockincomedyshow.com. Oh, man, we are having fun. We are counting down the top 8 songs. Now, before we get back into the countdown at number 2, we have time for another extra. This is a crazy song from one of my mom's, well, not one of my mom's all-time favorite artist, Neil Diamond. It's a fun little song called Porcupine Pie.
Porcupine pie, porcupine pie, porcupine pie. Vanilla soup, a double scoop, please. No, maybe I won't, maybe I won't, maybe I will. The tutti fruit with fruity blue cheese. Ah, but porcupine pie, porcupine pie, porcupine pie, don't let it get done. Little strange, we've got to ease it with gloves, or your hands will turn green.
Porcupine pie, a little extra here on our Crazy Egg Countdown. I remember the first time my mom played me that song. I was like, what? What? Anyway, Porcupine Pie, an extra song on our Crazy Egg Countdown. We are counting down the top 8 songs, the craziest songs that used to just make my mom smile. You know, maybe some of the most memorable songs that I used to play my mom that she used to just love so much. And I mean, the list could have been endless, but I really had to put some thought in it and really narrow it down. And I think I did a pretty good job. Especially when we get to that number 1 song and we're closing in on it, I tell ya.
Song number 2, you almost made it. Hang in there, buddy, you can do it.
She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she does. She says she doesn't have a job, but she drives a Lexus and she lives in Beverly Hills. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. She's always getting pages right in the middle of our dates. Has to go right away. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. Mystery girl. She pays her tab in singles. She comes home late in the evening. never in the mood. She got rug burns on her knees. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. Oh, mystery girl, can you tell me why you cast me in your spell? Kind of VD you can name. Oh, the pain of the mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. Once I found some fuzzy handcuffs in the top drawer of her dresser. She got red hand marks on her ass. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. Every time I call her up, her machine says Candy Cane can't come to the phone. She told me her name was Lisa. She's a mystery girl.
My mom loved him so much. Henry Phillips, number two on our Crazy Eight Countdown with Mystery Girl. I remember my mom heard that song the first time, and she's like, it's plainly obvious what's going on. We're counting down the top eight songs on the Crazy Eight Countdown. Number two was Mystery Girl by Henry Phillips. Number three was Went to Your Wedding by Spike Jones. Number four was Dead Puppies by Ogden Etzel. Number five was Christine Lavin's Oh No. Number six was another great song. Well, actually, it wasn't a song. It was a sketch. It was Bill from Bala by The Frantics. We had Ray Stevens at number seven with Along Came Jones. And number eight was One More Minute by Weird Al. We have come to it. It is time. It is time, my friends. It is time for number one.
Come on, Jay. Let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number eight. Come on, Jay. Don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number one. Number one. Number one. Woo, number one. Give us number one.
Number one, let me tell you, I spent over 6 hours looking through my archive trying to find this song. I knew I had it, and you know, the archives have been moved around. We've moved from one place to another, and we're up here on the 44th floor, and I said, you know, I just recently saw this, and I literally spent over 6 hours trying to find this particular song. This song used to make my mom laugh as a little girl. And she told me about it years ago, and I went on a search to find the song. I even asked Dr. Demento about it. Of course, he had it, gave me a copy of it, and came home, played it for my mom, and she just, I don't know, went back into her childhood and just had a great time listening to this song. Now, it's not that humorous to me, but the middle part of the song, when the guy starts giving the definition of the onion... The song is by Susan Christie. The song is number one. It's for my mom. It's called I Love Onions.
I don't like snails or toads or frogs or strange things living under. Jumping on my head, but
is very, very tasty.
Susan Christie at number one on our Crazy Egg Countdown with I Love Onions. They're very, very tasty. Oh, I love that song. Number one on our Crazy Egg Countdown, Susan Christie, I Love Onions. It's been fun. It's been fun. It was great bringing back the Crazy Egg Countdown. Number two was Mystery Girl by Henry Phillips. Three, Went to Your Wedding by Spike Jones. Number four was Dead Puppies by Ogden Etzel. Number five was Oh No by Christine Lavin. Number six was Bill from Bala by The Frantics. Number seven was Along Come Jones by Ray Stevens. And number eight was One More Minute by Weird Al. That's going to do it. I'm going to leave you with this one by Mr. Neil Diamond. It's another out there kind of a song. It's a great little country song called You're So Sweet, Horseflies Keep Hanging Around Your Face. No joke.
You're
here it is.
You're so sweet, horseflies keep hanging around your face. Kentucky moonshine could never take your place. And your eyes could give me goosebumps down to my toes. Feel like the only rooster in the hen coop. I guess it shows. Mary Lou Jane, oh Mary Lou Jane, oh what a fine name, what a fine name. And you're nothing like them females in Dover City, nothing at all. Got your front teeth messing. That's fine for kissing. Oh, feels so good. You're more loyal than my dog Sam. Twice as pretty.
And that's going some.
You're so sweet. Horseflies keep hanging around your face. Kentucky moonshine.
Kentucky.
Could never take your place. Your eyes could give me goosebumps down on my toes. Feel like the only rooster really has. I guess it shows. I can't forget.
Oh no.
When we first met.
First.
Well, it was bull wrestling time at the county fair rodeo.
Or is it rodeo?
I almost cried.
Wept.
When you took first prize.
First prize, sweetheart.
Well, you just looked them pretty in the face. And down they go.
They never had a chance.
You're so sweet. Horseflies keep hanging around your face.
Kentucky
moonshine.
Kentucky.
You never take your place. And your eyes could give me goosebumps down on my toes. Feel like the only rooster in the hen house. I guess it shows. You're so sweet. Horseflies keep hanging around your face. Kentucky moonshine.
Kentucky.
You never take your place. Your eyes could give me goosebumps down on my toes. Feel like the only rooster in the hen house. I guess it shows. You're so sweet. Horseflies keep hanging.